Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Many preachers will not preach the Word of God because they're living by a phobia. Some of you won't live for God in front of your own family or your boss because you're afraid of what other people are going to think. The devil is a liar. Rise up and get faith and live by principle. And if the world changes, the principle stays the same because it's God you're pleasing.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go into a message that was taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. This message is entitled, Pleasing God, Serving People. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Some people have struggled over the years in being able to love their mother and father, but that's not what the Bible says. Parents could be not just a parent in biological terms, but a parent or a teacher. You may have been raised by your grandparent or by an aunt or uncle, someone that became an instructional parent to you. So the difference is for parents, and for moms and dads are to receive honor regardless. They are your biological mother and father. We are to honor them. But they may not have been the one who raised you. They may not have been the one who parented you. So the Bible gives us a definitive here that says, honor your mother and father. They're your biological parents. But those that, and it may be that they're your parent and instructed you, and you obey them. But parents, here it says, are the ones that you are to obey. So you'll find out that I can honor my mother and father, and I can obey the one who has given me instruction, be they my parent or a grandparent or someone else that raised me like their own. Sideline teaching that maybe they helped you. Here we go. Verse 3. That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, here we go, be obedient to them that are your masters. That could have an insert there of employee and employer. According to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart as unto Christ. Verse 6, not with eye service as man pleasers, but with the servants of, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Out of a staff meeting a few weeks ago, I taught this lesson to the staff because it came out of many times that I've had people either working as staff here or maybe me working for someone else, and there is confusion between pleasing someone and serving someone. Hopefully this lesson will help you tonight. Because I've had people say to me that have worked on my staff before, and I'm going to be real transparent here with you, I can't seem to please you. That opens it up, doesn't it? I can't seem to please you. There's nothing I can do to please you. And it's held me sometimes trying to figure out, okay, how do we connect here? What are we supposed to do then? Because, and then I realized, you're not supposed to please me. First of all, if you try to please me, as I told the staff, if you try to please me, you won't. Because most of the time, it's very difficult for me to be pleased. In fact, some of you are all locked up right now. Let me help you right here. In fact, to the business, I don't even always please myself. Now, all of you that are full of pride, go ahead and put your finger on yourself, because you're not always in the grand scheme of liking you anyway. So trying to please someone has put people in such difficult places emotionally, spiritually, physically even, that their roundup is tight, I mean tight, trying to please someone when in fact they were called to serve someone. Now let me give you another little illustration that I've given to other staff, and I've given it to people because you only know this kind of stuff by experience, really. So in the early 90s, when we worked for the Reverend Glenn Lowry, who now celebrates 50 years, my wife and I discussed that somehow we could not seem to please him in our ministry. And we concluded that perhaps they didn't like us. So I said, you know, I'm going to go in and talk to Brother Lowry tomorrow. And so I asked him, and in only his way, because he was very busy, and now sitting in the seat, I understand that the man had like 100,000 things going through his head, and the timing was good for me, but I don't know that it was good for him, but at least I got the message the first time. He leaned over the desk and looked at me and said, "Brother Rogers, I like you just fine. Now go out there and take care of those people, and you and I will be just fine. Get up and get over there and get to work." I never asked him again. We're in a society right now that if it's just not just right, and everything's just right, and I get six figures and don't mess with me, I only want to work part-time, and oh yeah, tell me I'm a good boy every few minutes. We have, let me say it like this, in this society right now, we're in such a place that the majority of people who call themselves Christians do not have any endurance level of a strong soldier to the degree that if they don't get an affirmation every few moments, if I don't get an appreciation award where everybody gets a trophy, then I'll either quit. You don't like me, you're not pleased with me, and the problem, I'm going to hit it in the head right here, is we are trying to please people instead of serve people and please God. When your ways please the Lord, He will make even your enemies to be at peace with you. But if you continually run around and try to please people, you will be so confused, messed up. And I learned from that very teachable moment in his office that I was not here as an associate pastor to try to even please him, though he was my boss. I was here to serve this congregation, and in serving this congregation, I was serving him. Are y'all with me? I'm trying to help somebody on your job right now, because you're trying to make an inroad with your boss because you don't think he's pleased with you, instead of serving the people at the second window, the hamburger, the right way. You're watching when he comes around the corner, and you do it all real well until he leaves, and now you're yaying with somebody else. Thank you very much. I am going to go ahead because I know where this is going. Write this down. Pleasing God. This is what the Holy Spirit gave to me. I gave it to the staff, and there's a little bit of extra icing on it for you here tonight. Pleasing God by faith is what the Holy Spirit said is unexpected expectation. Meaning what, Pastor? Meaning this. I don't know how it will happen, but I know it will happen. I want to say that again. Faith says, I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know God will. So pleasing God by faith is an unexpected expectation. I have an expectation for it, but it could happen at any moment. Write this down. Serve others with the right motive of the heart, and that honors God. Now, I want to say this to you. I don't have my whiteboard up here, but just you might draw this out. The fact is that serving others actually involves your emotions all the way to your spirit. The Bible says here that we've studied that we're to do things unto God. All that we do, we're to do it unto God. He never tells us to do it unto men. Write this down. Here's a few things for your thought. People pleasers. Here's the definition or some form of. Are motivated by a strong desire for approval and external validation and may be insecure in their relationships. Okay? This insecurity makes them try to conform to other people's opinions and expectations. And as a result of that, you're forever having to change the way you operate because their bar changes all the time. That's the reason why I told my staff last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was I taught this, stop trying to please me, you never will. You never will. Not because I'm not appreciative or not because I'm not pleased with your work or whatever there may be, but the bottom line is, look at what's going on right now. About the time we feel like we've got some method or some program or something going this direction, in 24 hours it changes and you got to change. Suddenly the bar has been moved from being able to please me in this to now I've got to examine whether or not I can even do this. Are you with me here tonight? Let me say it like this. Your children, how about your grandchildren? Now, your grandchildren please you all the time. But how about your kids? How about your spouse? I just thought I'd dig around the root for a minute. Listen. People's insecurity make them try to conform to people's opinions and their expectation, even when they don't want to. This is a people pleaser and can make it hard for them to be able to say no. It makes it hard for them to say no when they are presented with something that they don't even want or even like. Now let me stop here and say, you have to go to work. Okay, four of you. The rest of you are retired. Write this down. People pleasers often take the blame for others even when other people hurt them. Let me give you a few more. People pleasers try to nourish other people without adequately nourishing themselves. Pleasing people comes from a place of a lowered self-regard and need for others' approval. Now, I want you to like me. This is a classic example is on Facebook. Let somebody not like you or defriend you, and suddenly there is, what is that that goes off on the inside of you? Some kind of chemical whatever. For now, 5,000 of your friends now know that so-and-so didn't like it. Here's another one. Watch this. Everybody sends you happy birthdays. To you, and you like every one of them except the one. And now you just lost a friend. Come on, somebody. People pleasers tend to make themselves subservient to others out of a desire for approval. Watch this. It's not that they want to be there. And it's not that they're actually serving from the heart. They're just doing it to make sure that at the end of whatever that is, they meet your approval. And if they don't, it's crushing. And we're spending so much time in our world right now, especially in this, you know, it comes into our society, politically, whatever that it may be. Children to parents, for that matter. Do people need to hear affirming words and appreciation? Absolutely. But if you don't get it, are you still going to serve God?
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.